Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
Welcome to the show, Panic Button Podcast. This is Craig. Here's a question I want to set up before I give you the answer that I gave to the guy. 29 years old, so married about 8 years. He says six of it is good. But now he's in a place where he's no longer attracted to his wife. And then when it comes to sex, they hardly have it. When they do, it's just the same thing over and over again. She's not willing to try anything new. He thinks she doesn't enjoy sex, but she does it for her wife duty. And then he goes on to say she's gained a ton of weight, has back problems, has a lack of a sex drive. And his question is, how can he be attracted to his wife again? And then he talks about just seeing women everywhere, from on the TV to at the gym or at work. So a lot here. I'm going to dive right into this question. I think this question is a common situation I've seen where we just give up on a lot of things. And we think marriage can just be on coast or on cruise control. In fact, it can't be. So listen, here we go.
Hey, man. So your question, it's interesting. I never got it. And yet, I think most people are just afraid to write it or don't want to maybe admit the situation that they're in. So I don't know your full situation on how you got there, but I think whether you're 29, 39, 49, 59 years old, this is not an age thing. I've seen it happen at every age where there's a reason you and your wife, there's a reason maybe she gave up on even trying to pursue some health on the physical side. There's something you probably gave up. Maybe that was pursuing her, or maybe that was dating her, or, you know, kids you have. You know, there's expectations that aren't met in those first years of marriage. It's not like our dating years, or you don't do this, you don't do that. Then you get kids, work, stress, all these things compound to this marriage where there's a lot of walls that go up inside relationships. And then guys still with those walls, we are still fine to have sex. And I think your picture of what you presented of like, yeah, now the sex was just kind of maybe like for me, she's not into it. I think the problem you got to go back to, like, these are just the results or the maybe the consequences of letting the marriage drift or letting it go on autopilot or letting something fester too long. And I think on I say pursuing or what, where is this disconnect? Was it after a kid or where you start seeing things? Because I think with women, it's in men, something enters that equation and then it just keeps stacking, kind of like a game of Tetris, so to speak. And all of a sudden it's there's too much stuff. And I think for you guys on an emotional level, on a spiritual level, on a physical level, on a mental level, like how have you engaged with her on those things? You know, and if something's lacking, something's causing this. And I think for you, this is going to get tough for anybody to hear. You know, even people listen to the podcast, where if you're not attracted to your wife physically, you're not saying I want her to look like a Victoria's Secret model. You married her looking like this, and you're saying, okay, she's let herself go, and she's gain weight, and she's got, you know, now she's got these back problems. So there's a lot of other issues more than, hey, I'm not as attracted to you. And I think that's where I would ask her, like, why has she I'm not saying, is that to get back at you? Is that to send a message to you? Why is she just kind of giving up? And so you're just going, I'd love for her to get back to that level that she once was at. You're at work, you're turn on the TV. I mean, yes, there's what women need to understand is we're going everywhere sometimes but our homes to get any sort of a visual of women. And that's, we're bombarded with that outside of our homes, but oftentimes in our homes, your wife, you know, I've talked about this plenty of times about having sex with the lights on. It's like so many women go, oh no, I don't want to do that. That brings up too much stuff. And yet a guy's very visual. We talk about that a lot. And oftentimes you want that of your wife. And when you're saying, hey, I'm seeing all these other women outside, it's just like, if you guys aren't connecting on a sexual level, if you're not now attracted, like you guys got to say, hey, how do we remember what we, you know, our vows, what we both were like and what we were signing up for and how did we get here? I mean, you're saying you're 29. How did we get here in this short amount of years? Because I don't like where that takes me in 10 years from now. And, you know, you're asking me this question. I would put it back at your wife to say, hey, how do we get back to this? Maybe it's watching your wedding video or it's going back and looking at when you guys were dating. Like, what did we lose and when did we lose it? And what do we think caused that? Because if you can start asking you those questions, you can go, man, well, we never really connected. Or I thought this was going to happen in marriage and it didn't. You know, if you guys talked about a lot of these things that you even wrote on the screen or on the email, I'm not speaking for every woman, but I've talked, know many, and the research is there as well to back it up, that a woman doesn't even, unlike, and people are going to say it's politically incorrect to say it, like, for a woman to say, I don't need an orgasm, I can still enjoy sex, and you're going, well, she's just doing it for me. Well, if that was every night, like, I'd be bothered by that, but if you guys could be comfortable enough to just talk through those things and go, you know what, yeah, I don't need this every night, or I do want to make sure, you know, we are having sex. I do enjoy it. And, you know, hey, I know you're struggling with back problems and this. Like, how can I support you in that? Hey, do you, you know, what did, have you found over the years that works? Do you like going to this gym? I mean, I live in a place right now that has a gym right outside, you know, our place. And we can go to it for free. My wife doesn't work like I do, where she's like, no, I like going to the Orange Theory where I have a class and it's a set time and I have to sign up the night before or they charge me. Otherwise, I'm not motivated to go even though it's right outside. So we talk about that, but we're not talking about that like you need to hit the gym more. Like, hey, you know what? I'll pay for that gym if that's motivating you to go to that one instead of me going, you're weird. Like, why would you drive 3 miles to the gym? Hey, that's what you need. I need this. Granted, she does go more than me now. So there might be something to her rationale. All that to say is the more you guys could sit down, talk about this, uncover, these are just consequences of kind of letting this marriage maybe go on autopilot. Where do we back up and look at, and how do we address those things? And I think if you can get to that and talk openly, you guys could have some breakthroughs there.
Thanks for listening to the Panic Button Podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.